والحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Respected listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to this segment. It is the 26th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1446. Mufti Farhan Karani, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Mufti, alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. Hope Mufti Saab is well.
Alhamdulillah.
Ji Mufti Saab. What's the latest? Mufti Saab is dealing with students and the outside world. We are sitting here in these four walls surrounded, and Mufti Saab can enlighten us on what's happening, the latest fitna. What should be aware? Should be we aware of, and how can we save ourselves?
والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء المرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله. This morning I seen something. The Saudi government is working day and night to create new avenues of fitna, new places of fitna. So now they just launched a new island. It's called it's ironic, Sindala. Even say it's sinful, that is. It's S-I-N, Dala. So what is this resort now? Is a new island they created there on the doorstep of Neom, the mega project, the $1 trillion project, where they got the money, they stole the money from all the rich people in Saudi Arabia, their own brothers, embassy's own brothers stole from him. They're making these new huge projects for Vision 2050. So it's a resort, obviously it'll be filled with sin and vice, but golf course, and it has all the things you require to commit sins, and it's right next to the Red Sea Resort, Sharm El Sheikh. And so while all this is going on, the MBS and his cliques are all vying with each other to create a jannat for them in this dunya. Right on their doorstep, there is suffering and pain going on in Gaza, in Palestine. Daily, over 100 people die. Every single day, there's over 100 people dying in Gaza itself. But we hear some good news also, that the Mujahideen have blown up Nurkava tank this morning. Also, they blew up one. So we get happy when we hear the good news that the Israeli dog is dying. But when we see on the other side, the suffering, small babies, children, is suffering. They just imagine that, what if this was my baby? What if this was my child? And so if we can't feel the pain that they are going through, then we are not true mu'mins. And because it's clear in a hadith that when the mu'mineen are all, the believers are all like one body. If the eye pains, then the whole body pains. The head pains, the whole body pains. So if a child's eye is paining, another child's head is paining, another part of the world, another Muslim, and we don't feel the pain, we don't feel uncomfortable, we still carry on with our lives, we still enjoying our lives, we can't share the tear, we can't lift our hand for 1 second and make dua for them, then we are not true mu'mineen, and our hearts are dead. And with the social media also, it has affected our hearts in a way that now when we look at the news, and we see what's happening, and we read what's happening, then we are desensitized now. We don't feel anything anymore. It's more of an entertainment now. That, oh, see what happened. Oh, so many people died. Oh, so see what happened. This bomb blew up this hospital. We no longer care about them. And because we are too engrossed in our own dunya, we see the fitness around us. Sindada is far away from us. When we look at our own doorstep, the spiral court fitna, the new fitna that emerged like last year, beginning of last year it emerged, that everywhere, now Muslim people are putting up court. And now they are making so much of money with this pedal that they're not concerned about the effects, the evil effects of this sport. So they obviously, it's not only pedal there. They have other things going on there. You can go play. So most of these venues are like that. They have different things going on there. Soccer, indoor cricket, and then they got tennis, and then they got volleyball, and all these sports. But everybody is on this craze about pedal. Everybody is just going crazy for this pedal. But why? I mean, and at the cost of our iman, that we don't even worry that, listen here, okay, I'm playing pedal, okay. But now, with whom am I playing pedal? I'm playing against some other aunties there, and I'm playing with somebody else's wife. I'm playing with somebody else's daughter there, because they arrange such venues where mothers and sons compete against each other, and then wives against other people's husbands. And I mean, have you come to such a level if we don't even understand what is right and wrong? Then we make excuses. You know, it's just for the fun. I don't have any feelings for her. One of my students told me that they went for this for the pedal thing. So I told them, you know, this is haram. You mustn't go for this pedal sport in it because there's so much of fitna there. And then they told me myself that we saw this other uncle, old uncle. And he's talking to this other auntie. She don't have a scarf, nothing, and she's maybe it's his daughter. So say no, it doesn't look like, because when she left, and she put a scarf back on. So everybody can see the wrongs that are going on. But we who are involved in the sin, we justify it. No, it's for the fun of it. And now this week here, somebody from Newcastle took out, a statement, an article.
Gee.
That what's going on in Newcastle itself. Now, that is one small little town. To compare Newcastle to Johannesburg, Gauteng, it's like a small little, maybe a suburb in the whole of Gauteng. And in Gauteng, there are so many venues of this fitna, federal fitna. So they have some of them have restaurants there, and girls and boys, young girls and boys, they come there. Then they want to show off their cars, and then they want to show off their girlfriends, and then they want to smoke hookah. You know, this is so despicable. It's so disgusting. A woman smoking hookah. Well, can you just even picture that scene? It's so horrible. And a woman smoking hookah, and they have hookah lounges, and girls and boys together. Our Muslim boys, our Muslim youth, what are they doing? They are flaunting their girlfriends. And who are their girlfriends? White women. White women. And Nasara. They're not even Muslims. And they post their things on Instagram, and they post it on TikTok and all social media platforms. When we cannot even realize our sins, and how are we going to make tawbah to Allah Ta'ala? And we're not going to have the ability to make tawbah when we think that what I'm doing is right. And, you know, in their lingo, this is my chick, man. Yeah, you got a problem with it, forget your own. And this is what the youth will tell you. Don't come and tell me what I must do. I know what I'm doing. And Allah Ta'ala is Ghafoor Rahim. This is the new slogan. And Allah Ta'ala is Ghafoor Rahim. So who are you to judge? If Allah Ta'ala can forgive me, who are you? Why you got a problem with it? So, the spiral thing is really, it's getting out of hand. Everywhere, everybody is complaining. Marriages are breaking down because the husband goes for pedal late at night, and his wife is sitting at home. His wife is sitting at home, waiting for him to come and have supper with him or to come and sleep at least. No, but Hazrat is sitting there till 2 in the morning. What he is doing, he's excuse me, staying settled. Whether he is with another woman there, well, what he is doing there, he's smoking weed there, he's smoking hookah there, what, nobody knows. But he'll come back early in the morning, and marriages are starting to break down because of this here. If you look at the reverse of it, I've heard husbands complaining about their wives. Their wives are so involved in the spread of fitna that they are going totally crazy. They leave their husband and they go. And they're playing so many matches and tournaments and things. Not only, not versing women, versing men. And they spend thousands of rand. Whereas one racket costs like 5,000 up to 10,000 rand. Just one racket. And then the ball is a special ball. And you have to wear a special kit. And you have to get special equipment. And so much of money is being wasted on this fitna of pedal. Shaitan has found this niche that where he has transformed the minds of the people into this craze of this pedal. And I tell the people, rather go in pedal jamaat. Go in pedal jamaat. Why are you sitting with this pedal? What is this pedal, this new fitna? And people weren't even so crazy about tennis. You know, tennis also was in a long time invented, but this pedal was invented somewhere in Spain, I think, Spain or somewhere there in Mediterranean countries there. And then it took off and it went to South America, and now it started here in South Africa. So the company we have plays an important role in our lives. We have to have the right company. If we have the wrong company, then we are going in the wrong direction, because that wrong company is going to take you away from Allah Ta'ala. The right company will take you closer to Allah Ta'ala. So when we have friends, we must find a friend who, you know, in today's time, rather you don't even have friends. Even a good friend. And even a good friend, you think he's good, but he will take you away from Allah Ta'ala. Today's time, the best friend is Allah Ta'ala. The best friend is Allah Ta'ala. Make Allah Ta'ala your friend. And then you don't have any worries, don't have any regrets, you don't have any sleepless nights, you don't have any headaches. Because if you make Allah Ta'ala your friend, then you have everything. You don't need any other friendship. Once we taste the sweetness of Iman, once we taste the sweetness of Ibadat, once we taste the sweetness of Salah and Dhikrullah, then we won't desire anything else of this dunya. But first you have to lick it. You have to take one bite. Just suck it a little bit. Start reading your salah. Start making zikrullah. Start reading Quran. Open the Quran and recite the Quran. And once we taste that, then there is no other pleasure better than that pleasure of ibadat. Because this ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, if you hear the stories of the awliya, it will blow our minds that how engrossed they were in the worship of Allah Ta'ala. They used to exert themselves so much because they knew, this is another thing, that iman, what is our iman and what is the yaqeen we have? What reality do we have in our heart for the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says something, and how much do we believe in it? And the thing is that we don't believe. We don't have full yaqeen in the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we do, then we will appreciate iman. And so, in everything what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, in every sentence, even if it was two words, alaykum bisidq, even if it was two word sentence, so much of meaning it has, and so much of advice it has, that we can change our entire lives by just making amal on one statement of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But there's so many things to change in our lives. So one fitna around us, it evolved, it's the spiral fitna. Then we look at other fitnas that are occurring daily, and fitnas which people were involved in from a long time. For example, gambling and drugs, and womanizing, and there's so many fitnas going on around us, we even lose track. The best thing to do is to stay in the right company. You know, last week there was one chap from UK or somewhere. He came down to South Africa. He's still running around here in South Africa. People pay to go in certain his talk. And when I hear even what he speaks, there's no substance to it at all. Absolutely no substance. There is no Quran or Hadith or anything mentioned. First of all, that character doesn't even have Islamic dress on. He doesn't even have a topi on. It is this like suit attire. And how can we even go in? So then you get parda people, parda ladies, with burqas and then they're going there to sit and listen to this man. And then you get, so the most of the audience is ladies. Most of the audience, they come and listen to these people, they step. They're all ladies. Because that's who they attract. And you get these other guys also around in our locality. And they attract women mostly. And people pay to go and listen to them. But when you tell them, you announce on a member that every Tuesday night and Thursday night, there's a program, tafsir program, or there's a small little talk after Salah, nobody sits. Nobody will sit. But if you tell them to pay to come and sit, then they will come and sit. I don't understand how the brain works. That when you're offering something for free, they don't come. But when you say, no, pay for it, then they think that, no, there must be something very important. He won't charge just like it. You know, there must be some words of wisdom, pearls of advice. You're not going to find any way that we have to pay to come and listen to this. And so maybe I'm sure they studied psychology, and so they use all those things to lure the people and make money. So when an alim of the locality is saying, I have a tafsir program after Maghrib or after Isha, nobody sits there. But one chap comes from somewhere far away over the seas, and he comes in, he charges 250 rand to come in, give a talk, and there's no substance to the talk, there's no ruhaniyat in the talk. You're not going to benefit from the talk. Your iman is not going to increase when listening to the talk. You're not going to become closer to Allah Ta'ala in listening to the talk, because it's all incidents and his life experiences and his outlook on life. And that is not what we want. We want substance. We want Allah Ta'ala says this year, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says this year, stay away from this year, do this righteous deed. It is what people need to grow their iman. Now, you think that people come and sit and listen, and they pay to come and listen to this. But when a Maulana is giving a free talk in the masjid, nobody wants to come and sit. You know, they say, Ghar ka murghi dal barabar. The local ulama, you have an alim in a family, he's fit for dal. You know, he's there, man. He's like a pot plant sitting in our house. Pot plant starts screaming at you, and then they throw it outside. And so the ulama we have in our communities, and the ulama haq we have in our communities, we don't take benefit from them. The company we choose is very important. You must choose the correct company. You must appreciate the ulama we have in our communities, and we must sit in the bayana, and we must grow our iman. We must be concerned of our iman, fill our masajid, especially the time of Fajr. And the ulama, they're always advising us, telling us, reprimanding us also. We need reprimand also that we don't go for Fajr Khala, and we don't attend the masjid for Salah. And so when once we fix up all these ruhani problems we have within ourselves, then Allah Ta'ala's help will come. Then Allah Ta'ala will aid us, and Allah Ta'ala will grant victory to the Muslims all over the world. And because of our amal, everybody must think that because of my deeds, because of my sins, Allah Ta'ala is withholding his nusrat for the Muslims around the world. And if I must correct myself, when I correct myself, then Allah Ta'ala will grant victory to the Muslims. So it's no sense we blame each other. Oh, that one is doing like this, and this one is doing like this. Yeah. We must all concentrate on our own selves and find the fault in our own selves. and correct our own faults and keep company with the pious, and then Allah Ta'ala will grant us hidayat, because Allah Ta'ala sees that, okay, this person here wants to change. See, I will give him hidayat. And so, but if we don't, if we sit in the wrong company, that wrong company is going to take us into worse company. And if you go to you sit by a blacksmith, the example given in the hadith, you sit by a blacksmith, you're gonna smell like smoke, and the smoke is gonna come on you, the black smoke. And if you sit in a company of a perfume seller, you go to a perfume shop, even if you don't buy any perfume, but you're gonna come out with a fragrance on your body. Maybe it's not on your body, but you'll even be smelling it even after you leave. So the benefit of sitting with the company changes a person. Pious company will change a person. That is why it said that when a person wants to come onto hidayat, first he must sit in bayan. So sit in a masjid, spend time in a masjid, spend time in the company of the pious. Then slowly the person will change. You see a person, many times he comes, he doesn't have a beard, he doesn't have sunnah clothing, but he comes maybe once a week to sit in a bayan. Over time, it will take months, maybe years, slowly his beard will start growing, slowly his kurta will come on, slowly he'll start reading his salah. So the company of the pious, the sulaha, is very important. Allah Ta'ala give us all the hidayah to sit in the company of the pious and take as much benefit as we can from them. And the pious are leaving. Pious are leaving. Now, the last night we heard, Alim passed away. So all the ulama are going, and we won't have any ulama haq left. So while we have them in our midst, we must take benefit, full benefit from them, inshallah. Akhir da'wana, alhamdulillah.
Jazakumullah khairan, Mufti Sahib, for this important nasiha. Make dua for us as well. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. From us in the team, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.